This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. Find your location at originalhooters.com. Hot wings, cold beer, summer seafood, Hooters style. 12 Tampa Bay area locations, and for those of you around the United States and around the world, I would imagine at some point in your life, you enjoyed yourself in a Hooters location, and you know the Hooters location closest to you. Go boneless, 10 boneless wings shaken in one of Hooters' signature sauces with a side of fries for only $9.99 all day, every day. Hooters, the presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. All right, I'm a bit bitter today. My opponent in my season-long league that I commissioned, where I am in first, and she is at the bottom of my division. She had the Ravens defense. Oh, lovely. So I've got to beat about a 30-point spread now the rest of the weekend. Challenge accepted. She deserves some good luck, though. So we're at the halfway point of the season, and I'm going to do things a little bit differently, not just because I'm bitter about this on the podcast today. Maybe it is because I'm bitter. But just because I like to change it up. Again, I'm going to give my email right here at the top, because the nature of podcasts are that some of you listen just to the beginning, and as we get closer to the end, I might, you know, it's kind of like stacking up Saturday Night Live. If you don't know, the way they build Saturday Night Live is they all the writers pitch sketches early to midweek. And then the producers rank the sketches based on how good they think they are. And the best sketches go in the front of the show, and then they go backwards. I think podcasts are pretty much the same way. Because they know. It's a Saturday night. You know, people are going to be going to bed. I think podcasts, all of you have other stuff to do. I've been pushing my email all season long. I just responded to 4 emails before doing this podcast. I have given a personal response to every fantasy football-related email sent to me, including a great one sent to me from a gentleman about DFS and money management. So this podcast, I want to see if I can generate more emails from you unique to your situation. So again, the email to write me. Any question you have, any second opinion you need today, this weekend, send it to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. I know part of this podcast is information and part of it is just entertaining. I get that. But I want to make sure that I cover what you need from me. I'm not going to set your lineup. A gentleman just sent me, I have these 5 guys. Who do I flex? I'm not going to set your lineup. Now, what I did was make a case for 2 of them and say, you take it from here. And it was a clear case for 2 of them, because we are at the point of the season where I think a couple of things are going on. And maybe it's because of your record, or maybe because you're getting bored. One is you feel you need to make a deal. I quote Billy Bean, who was on my ESPN show quite a bit over the years, and the subject of the Moneyball book and movie. For whatever reason, they didn't put this in the movie, and they should have. This quote from Billy Bean: when you feel you need to make a deal, you're fucked. Got it? Apply it. I'm not saying don't make trades. Just don't, in your mind, say to yourself, I need to make a deal. No, you want to make a deal. It's different. And if you want to make a deal, you will be in a better frame of mind to make a good one. Also, the best deals are probably the ones offered to you, although I'm sure everybody's been insulted by trade offers in their leagues. And I've insulted my share of people in leagues, namely Dave Worth's daughter, who has quite the vocabulary when insulted by a trade. So I think that's going on. So don't feel the need to make a deal. even if you're sitting at 2-5 or 3-4. 3-4 isn't so bad. If you're in a week where the playoffs start in, you know, week 14, which most leagues, I think that's the case. If you're sitting at 3-4, it's not where you want to be. But I'll just share with you, in my league, it's a 10-team league that I commission. And myself and one other owner who has a very good team, he's an Eagles apologist. It's worked out for him this year. We're both sitting at the top at 6-1. Then there are six teams in a 10-team league at either 4-3 or 3-4. They're all in position to make the playoffs based on what happens these last 6 weeks. So I just kind of sense some of you feel the need to make a deal. Remember what Billy Beane said about needing to make a deal. If you want to make a deal, you'll be in a healthier mindset. The other thing is, especially in this six teams on bye, what, this and next week, you're trying to get too cute. Benching a productive player and throwing a dart at someone else. Don't do it. Play the productive player. I'm not saying the productive player is necessarily matchup proof. But quit trying to talk yourself into things that aren't there. That's how Phil Mickelson missed a lot of putts over the years. And granted, he's made a lot of putts that I haven't. But my classic Mickelson moment is him standing in front of an 8-foot birdie putt. And he and his caddy, Bones McKay, kept looking at it, until they found the break in a putt that was straight. And he missed the putt. Don't do that. So what I'm going to do on this podcast, rather than go team by team, game by game, and again stress to you how bitter I am that Anna got such a big number out of the Ravens defense last night, putting me in a 30-point hole going into Sunday at 1 o'clock. Let's review, let's do a midseason review of sort of ADP and projected draft boards. I love to do this. I love to look back. It doesn't change anything, but maybe we learn from it. Something. And I still have my notes from when I went into my season-long league on ADP values, and I didn't go totally by this book. I chose who I wanted based on my research. But let's see what it looks like now. Top 10 players going into season-long drafts, this was before the Beckham injury in the preseason, were David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham, LeSean McCoy, Melvin Gordon, Julio Jones, Jordy Nelson, Mike Evans, A.J. Green. All right, let's see how many of these worked out. David Johnson, no, injury. Can you predict that? No, it's very unfortunate. Le'Veon Bell, been good. Should continue to get better, just like last year. Antonio Brown, been good. Should continue to get better. Beckham, no, he should have been. Many of you were scared away early, and you were right to be scared away. It is tough to predict injuries, but you can be smart about staying away from players who have injury histories or put themselves in a bad position. McCoy, I'd say slightly down, even off the big game against the Bucks. Gordon, pretty good, despite a slow start. Not sure, managing like three injuries at a time. Julio Jones finally got in the end zone last week, but it was a garbage time touchdown. He hasn't been worth it. Nelson ticks down because of the Aaron Rodgers injury. Mike Evans, he's been good. The volume's been there. A.J. Green, slow start, been good. Other than what, last week, not so much. The next 10, Michael Thomas, had one bad game, now managing an injury. DeMarco Murray, probably hasn't given you RB1 value. Devontae Freeman, it's been good. You worry about him going forward, though. The Falcons appear to be in free fall. Gronk, been good. Yeah, been good. Dez Bryant, tons of volume, not as much production. Getting better now that the DB matchups are getting better. If the Ezekiel Elliott suspension hits next week, Brian's numbers should spike. Jay Ajayi, no, wasn't worth your draft pick. Jordan Howard, I said he wasn't worth his ADP. He's actually been pretty close to it in a very bad Bears offense that now is sort of in the weeds. I still wouldn't want to own him, but if you drafted him and you didn't do anything desperate and you've just been playing him every week, he's given you something. I don't think he's given you what you wanted, but he hasn't been a total disaster. Doug Baldwin, little below his ADP in my opinion. Fournette, fantastic. Gurley, fantastic. Yeah, so those guys on this board that I used at 19 and 20, tremendous value. Considering Isaiah Crowell was 21. Horrible. T.Y. Hilton, not good. Amari Cooper, welcome back, Amari. Last Thursday night was it was overdue. Let's see if you can put together an encore. Larry Fitzgerald, been very good, but now what? With Drew Stanton. Demaryius Thomas, not worth the 25 ADP. Terrell Pryor, whiff at 26. Brandon Cooks, 27. That's going to work out for those of you that took Brandon Cooks. I know you had to be a little patient there, but let him build up some time with Tom Brady. I know you would see those Hogan touchdowns and say, why Hogan? Why isn't it Cooks? It's coming. Lamar Miller, that's more of a passing offense now, but you're better to own Miller in a Deshaun Watson quarterbacked offense than somebody else. Mark Ingram, that looks okay now, especially with Peterson clearly out of the mix and Kamara more of the down and distance back. Kamara looks a lot like a Marion Barber to me more than a Darren Sproles. Carlos Hyde, not bad for a running back on a bad team, even though he has a hip injury. Those are the top 30. Let's see, 31 through 40. Allen Robinson, I wasn't touching that. I don't know why you would have after last year. Excuse me. And Robinson hurt very early this season. And Alshon Jeffrey in a dynamic offense. It's going to be spread around. He's not the number one target. That's Zach Ertz. But Alshon Jeffrey has been worth his ADP. Martavis Bryant was 33. He continues to be the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast asshole of the month. Keenan Allen at 34. Yeah, okay. I don't touch Keenan Allen because he doesn't score enough touchdowns, but he's been all right. DeAndre Hopkins, much better, thanks to the quarterback switch in Houston. Kelsey at 36 has been worth it. Jordan Reed at 37. I'm sure you Jordan Reed owners love the garbage time touchdowns you got last week out of him. Aaron Rodgers was 38. Ezekiel Elliott was down as far as 39 on this board. I drafted him in my league at 26, even though I had already drafted two running backs. I knew there was going to be a hell of a legal fight, and he was going to play at the beginning of the season. And you know what? Here's my attitude owning Ezekiel Elliott. If next week the suspension goes into place and Zeke misses weeks 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14, you know what? He helped me get to 6 wins. If I can't win enough to make the playoffs without him, that's on me. And then I'd have Ezekiel Elliott for the semifinals in my playoffs. So it won't break my heart if the suspension starts next week. He was very worth me drafting him at 26. And for those of you that drafted him there or even lower, don't complain if he gets suspended next week. He's given you plenty, considering the suspension was supposed to start week one, and we told you it wouldn't here on the podcast. Marshawn Lynch was number 40 on the ADP board that I personally used for research, and I wasn't going to touch him at that. 41, Tyreek Hill, not bad. I mean, just always potentially a big play. That's a wonderful thing about Tyreek Hill. He's not your normal wide receiver one. Some would say he's not even a wide receiver one. But here's what Tyreek Hill does. Anytime he touches the ball, he might give you huge points. He might give you a punt return touchdown. He might give you 12 points in one shot and go 60 yards on a touchdown just running by people. He can literally justify you starting him on one touch of the football. Really, the only other guy in fantasy who can do that is Gronk. That's why I love Tyreek Hill. Kelvin Benjamin was 42. Okay. Devontae Adams was 43. He was well better than that before the Rodgers injury. Crabtree, 44, has been worth a lot more than the ADP of 44. Dalvin Cook, for those of you who took him, great pick. Don't kick yourself because he was injured. Just real unfortunate because the Vikings clearly were going to feature him. So if you drafted him as your RB2, you made a smart pick. Ty Montgomery, 46. I didn't buy it. Aaron, once Green Bay found another running back, Ty Montgomery was going to go back to a niche role. Greg Olsen, 47. Broken foot, out. What are you going to do? Golden Tate, 48, now battling a shoulder injury. Although I'd even say before that, Golden Tate, in terms of his ADP. Tom Brady, 49. Actually, going into this week, Tom Brady is only QB7. But as Patrick Doherty wrote on RotoWorld, even though Brady is only QB7, he is still the quarterback every week most likely to simply go off and give you a ridiculous number at the quarterback position, like 427 yards and 5 touchdowns. Joe Mixon was 50. The volume is there. The production is not. He is still a rookie. I got a feeling, though, his attitude is catching up with him a little bit. We'll do 10 more. Jarvis Landry, 51. Bad Thursday night, but which Dolphin didn't have a bad Thursday night? You were drafting the targets there. That's what you're drafting, Jarvis Landry. The targets have been there. Christian McCaffrey, kind of the same way. Not a running back, but the target value. He and Chris Thompson, they are the running back PPR monsters in terms of catch and run. Adrian Peterson at 53. Who knows now? It has been no fantasy performer has been on quite the ride this season is Adrian Peterson. And, you know, it's a dark roller coaster. We don't know what the next turn brings. We don't, especially with the with Stanton going in under center. Let's see. Ware was actually on this board. His injury opening the door for Hunt. Diggs dealing with his own injury. Emmanuel Sanders, injury. Jamison Crowder. Okay, so he was 57. Whew. Brutal. He and Terrell Pryor, the dynamically dud duo. Sammy Watkins, also dud. Drew Brees. That was, most leagues, he was the third quarterback taken. Yeah, I get it. Better taking him than Matt Ryan this year. And Brandon Marshall, overvalued. All right, so there's just a review of some of the midseason stuff. It's just fun for me to go back over that. Again, email me any unique questions for this week as it relates to you being in bye week hell, or if you are at your wit's end on a player. Do I bench him? Do I cut him? I have this trade offer. What do you think? Send all of that. Any of your DFS questions as well. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983. Hot wings, cold beer, summer seafood, Hooters style. 12 Tampa Bay area locations. Daily lunch special starting at $6. It's coming up on lunchtime for me. If it is for you, and there's a Hooters nearby, that's where you're going. Support my sponsor. All right, we'll talk to you on Monday with the next edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Good luck this weekend.